高兴的事情是在这个月底的最后一个礼拜五我们会有受浸的聚会。
We are glad to know that we have a baptismal service last Friday of this month.
主若许可有六位弟兄姊妹要加入我们这个大家庭。
And the Lord willing, we'll have six new brothers and sisters joining this family.
我们要为他们祷告。
We want to pray for them.
求主真实让他们的选择能够一生蒙恩。
So that they will be blessed for their decision all of their lives.
我们今天要继续来讲天上的异象。
Today we want to continue on a topic of the heavenly vision.
我们上一次讲的是大卫的异象。
Last time we shared on the vision of David.
多久？
How long ago was that?
四个主日前。
That was 4 weeks ago.
所以大概也差不多忘得差不多了。
So you may have forgotten already.
我们来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures together.
请打开诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
132篇诗篇132篇我们要读头七节
Psalm 132 will read the first seven verses
一节中文一节英文我们轮流来读
And we'll take turns reading one verse in Chinese and one in English
耶和华，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。
How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob.
说，我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in a field of Jar.
我们要进他的居所在他的脚前下拜然后我们跳到十一节
And then from verse 11,
我们要念到十四节
to 14,
也是一样轮流
we'll take turns.
耶和华向大卫凭诚实起了誓必不反复说我要使你所生的坐在你的宝座上
If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I will teach them, their sons also shall sit upon your throne forever.
因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
注意这一句话，十四节。
Pay special attention to verse 14.
这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里。因为是我所愿意的。
This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
这句话是整个大卫一生的钥匙。
This is the key to the life of David.
使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
二十节，十三章二十节，我们要念到二十二节。
Verse 20 to 22.
使徒行传十三章，我来念这一段。二十节，此后给他们设立士师约有450年，直到先知撒母耳的时候。后来他们求一个王，神就将便雅悯支派中基士的儿子扫罗给他们做王40年既废了扫罗就选立大卫做他们的王又为他做见证说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫他是合我心意的凡事要遵行我的旨意
Acts chapter 13 from verse 20. After these things, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king, and God gave him Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. After he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, concerning whom he also testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will.
这句话看见两个王。
In these verses, we see that there are two kings.
扫罗王大卫王
King Saul and King David
一个被废掉一个 神说是合我心意的人。
One was removed by the Lord, the other God said was after his heart.
那今天下午我们就要来看为什么神指着这个王说是合我心意。
In this afternoon, we want to look at why the Lord called David this king, a man after his heart.
我们再翻到撒母耳记下第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
第一节我们要念到第八节。
From verse 1-8.
我们也是一样轮流把它中文英文念完。
And we'll take turns reading in Chinese and English.
第一节，王住在自己宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被四位仇敌扰乱。
That the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells within tent curtains. But in the same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, For I have not dwelt in a house since the day I brought up the sons of Israel from Egypt, even to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent, even in a tabernacle. Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel.
好，好，可以。然后我们跳到，十一节。并不像我命士师治理我民以色列的时候一样，我必使你安静，不被一切仇敌扰乱，并且我耶和华应许你，必为你建立家室。然后，十二节英文。
Verse 12. When your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendants after you.Who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom.
他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位，直到永远。好，我们上一次讲到大卫的异象，开了第上半部。
Last time we shared, we talked about the first half of the vision, heavenly vision of David.
那么我们的重点是讲到他的。少年时代
And we focused on the days of his youth.
因为他的少年时代是一个非常值得我们青年人来效法的。
The days of David's youth is something that our young people can learn from.
他的那一段时间从人来看是一个很平凡的生活因为他只做了一个牧羊人。
He was a shepherd, which is very ordinary in eyes of men.
但是在他那个平凡牧羊的生活中却有不凡的经历
But he had some very extraordinary experiences in his days as a shepherd
而那个经历是隐藏的没有人知道直到有一天一个国家的危机来到了
These experiences were hidden nobody knew about it until one day there was a crisis facing this nation
那个危机就是以色列人面对一个大的巨人叫做
That crisis was the Israelites were facing this great giant Philistine called Goliath.
向以色列人挑战。
And Goliath challenged the Israelites.
没有一个人敢跟他来打，因为他太大了。
But nobody was able to come against him because he was huge.
那么在这个时候就出现这一个少年人。
And then this young man came out.
他向扫罗王说：“让我去打他。”
And said to King Saul, "Let me fight him."
那扫罗说：“你怎么能打呢？你跟他不成比例。”
And King Saul said, "How can you fight against this giant?"
他就自己做了一个见证。
And David testified for himself and said,
他说：“我牧羊的时候，有这个狮，有熊来，有狮子来，把我的羊 先走了。
He said, when I was a shepherd, I would encounter bears and lions who would come and snatch up my sheep.
我就追去，把那个一拳就把这个野兽打死。
And I will chase after these beasts and I would kill them with my bare hands.
把我的这个羊从野兽的眼口里把它救出来。
And I would save my sheep from these beasts.
因着他这样的在旷野中的得胜的经历，神给他的能力，他说：“今天我靠着同样这位神。”来向这个哥利亚挑战。
And he knew it was God who gave him power to overcome these animals in the desert. And he said, "I will use the same power to overcome Goliath."
你看到他在少年的时候就已经认识了神是谁。
So David, as a youth, already knew who God was.
他经历神的信实，神的能力。
He's already experienced God's faithfulness and power.
所以他那个时候就有异象了。
So at that time, he already had a vision.
这边讲的异象就是讲到认识神。
The vision being knowing God.
好，那么今天我们要来到第二个部分。
And now today we'll look at the second part of his vision.
就是他开始掌权了。
That is him as a king.
他做王了。
He became a king.
几岁啊？
At age.
他几岁登上他的宝座？
How old was he when he took over the throne?
三十岁。
He was 30.
三十岁他就登基。
He became a king at age 30.
那一个逼迫他要他命的那个前面那个王扫罗死了。
His predecessor, King Saul, who chased after him all these years, had died.
他就来登上这一个以色列国的王位。
And David succeeded the throne of Israel.
可是这两个王，他们掌权，神都给他们四十年。
Both King Saul and David, God gave them 40 years to reign.
都是一律平等的做王位这个同样的时间同样的老百姓。
It's a pretty equal allocation of years of power and the same kind of people.
可是你看见这两个王的表现完全不一样。
But their behavior were very different.
一个得到王权他就是做他的王。
One, after he became king, he just did whatever he wanted.
庸庸碌碌过四十年。
He ate and he drank for 40 years.
最后被废了。
And he was removed by God.
现在神找到这个青年人说这个人是合我心意的。
Now God found this young man and said, this man is man after my heart.
因为这是在圣经里面讲得很清楚，他是合我心意的王。
Bible said clearly, the Lord declared himself, this man is a man after my heart.
也是四十年。
He gave him 40 years also.
差别在哪里？
But what is the difference?
那我就要问大家。
I want to ask you.
你这一生，神拯救了你。
The Lord saved you, your life.
当你这一生走完了，你要听见神对你的一生做了一个 comment.
At the end of your life, the Lord will give you a comment concerning your life.
你喜欢扫罗的 comment 还是喜欢大卫的 comment?
Do you want to receive a comment like God gave to Saul or to David?
有没有人有跟这个姐妹不一样的？
Does anyone have a different answer than David?
啊，有没有人要想大卫要扫罗的 comment 有没有的？
Does anybody prefer a comment that God gave to Saul?
我相信没有的。
Of course not.
我们每一时候都是很羡慕。哎呀，当我们把这一生走完之后，神能够说。你是合我心意。
I think each Christian want to hear from the Lord and have him say, you are a person after my heart.
我这个假设对不对？
Is my speculation correct?
同意不同意？
Do you agree?
我想我们每一个人都同意的。
I think we can all agree on that.
啊，现在你说我们就应该大家问一个同样的问题，怎么样的一生是能够让神说你和我的心。
Now the question is, how do you live a life for God to say at the end of your life that you are a person after my heart?
这不是一个理论的问题，这是个实行的问题。
It's not a matter of principle only, it's a matter of practice.
所以这个两个王摆在圣经里面，两段明显的历史记载得清清楚楚，我们就要去好好去读了。
So we have these two kings as our examples and their experience recorded clearly in the Bible is something for us to study.
这两个人的一生就是我们的见解。
These two people's lives are an example for us.
神放在这个圣经里面就让我们看见这样的一生是我所费，我称许的。
Lord, clearly said, a life like this is not something that I'm pleased, I will remove him.
这样的一生是我称许的。
But a life like this is something I'm pleased with.
对不对？这是很清楚的了。
It's pretty clear.
所以如果你要得到他的答案的话，请醒一醒，不要忘，不要睡着，因为今天的讲道很重要。
So if you want to know the answer, you better be awake today because we're going to have the answer today.
因为这条信息如果你没有听见，你可能变成一觉起来就变扫罗。
If you're not awake in this message, you might wake up and become Saul.
所以注意听。
So please pay attention.
太重要。
It is very important.
那么你看这个大卫王他一登基
As soon as King David was enthroned
他做三件事情是前面那个王从来没有做过从来没有想到的
He did three things that his predecessor never even thought of
你如果读撒母耳记下第五章
If you read chapter 5 of 2 Samuel
第六节到第八节你看到一段历史
From verse 6 to 8 is a portion of history.
你如果看这个我们的这个上面就有写。
You can look on your bulletins and it has the verses written down for you.
所以你就说到他一登基以后他就带着部队去做一件很重要的事。
As soon as he reigned as king, he guided his army to do one thing.
什么事啊？去打一个地方。
He wanted to conquer a city.
这个地方是在仇敌的手下那个仇敌叫的耶布斯人
And that city was under the control of the Jebusites at the
time 他住在哪里呢住在山上
And it was a city up on a hill
那个山叫做锡安山
The hill is called Zion
从来没有人过问这个山有什么了不起
No one ever questioned why that little hill is important
奇怪大卫说我们去把它打下来
But strangely David wanted to conquer that city
如果你去读这段历史你今天晚上好好去读去
You can read it at home tonight, this portion of the history.
那我们知道他这件事情成功了没有
Did he succeed in that matter?
成功没有成功了
Yes, he did.
这个地方是哪个地方呢
And what is that place that he conquered?
就是鼎鼎大名的耶路撒冷
That's the city called Jerusalem.
这就是他后来建都的所在今天以色列跟阿拉伯人吵架就是吵这个城
That's the city where he will set up his kingdom and that is the place where the Israelites and the Palestinians are fighting over today
Jerusalem
你
看他一拿到王权马上带着部队去把这个城拿下来
As soon as he became king he led his army to conquer the city
前面那个王想都没想过这个问题
And that's something that his predecessor didn't even think about
第二件事
The second thing he did
就是我们看见他去你如果看第七章的时候同样撒母耳记这个地方到第七章的时候你就看到他做第二件事情
The second thing he did is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 7
什么事啊他这个是撒母耳记上第七章不是下第七章啊上第七章
First Samuel chapter 7
这里你看到他做了第二件事情
The second thing he did
他这个时候就去打发人去一个地方去找什么呢找耶和华的约柜
He sent people to a place to look for the ark of the Lord
然后把那个约柜在哪里呢在深山老林里头
And that ark was set in a place that's in deep forest
啊叫做基列耶林
This place is called Kiriath Jearim
那个地方就是森林里面
It's in the middle of the forest
在一个人家里
It's sitting at someone's house
你知道什么叫约柜啊
What is the ark?
啊什么是约柜是神的什么宝座所在的里面有个施恩座
The ark is where the mercy throne of God is
原来也在第一次被建的时候这个约柜应该放在哪里的
And where is the ark supposed to sit?
啊应该放在会幕的什么至圣所里面
It's supposed to be placed in the most holy place of the tabernacle
可是不知道什么缘故我们带你去读历史你就知道为什么但是这个今天这个约柜居然跑在一个地方在森林里面
But somehow this ark ended up in the middle of the forest
一待了二十年没有人去过问
And it was there for 20 years and nobody asked about it
因为他前面有个故事，这个你们自己去看为什么。
And you can read that story in 1 Samuel.
但是这样时间一晃就是二十年。
And it was lost for 20 years.
现在大卫说，让我们去把它搬出来。
Now David said, let us go and move the ark here.
搬到哪里去呢？
And where are they going to move it to?
搬到耶路撒冷。
Move it to Jerusalem.
这是他做的第二件事情。
That's the second thing David did.
这是他前面那个王想都没有想过的。
That is also something that his predecessor never thought of.
第三件事。
The third thing.
就是我们刚刚念的这个撒母耳记下第七章。
Is what we read earlier in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
这个时候他已经有了他的天下。
The time he had already conquered his territory.
而且自己建了一个很漂亮的皇宫。
He built for himself a very nice palace.
可是他心里面不安。
But he didn't have rest in his heart.
他不安。
He didn't have peace in his heart.
为什么不安？
How come?
我们念。
Let's read.
他环境很好啊，没有仇敌打仗，都是一切神让他四境平安，可是他心里不安。
It was a time where he had no enemies facing him. He was in his nice palace, but he still didn't have peace in his heart.
七章二节他说。
Chapter 7 verse 2.
我住在香柏木的宫中。神的约柜反在幔子里。
King said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells within tent curtains.
任何人都觉得没有什么，神本来他的约柜就是在会幕里头的嘛。
Nobody really thought much about it because the ark was supposed to be in a tabernacle.
但是他心里面觉得，我住大皇宫，神住帐篷。
But he felt.That because he's living in a nice palace, but God is living in a tent.
不称对不对
It just doesn't seem quite right to him.
这一位救我命、带我走这一生道路的耶和华，我所爱的神，他怎么住在帐篷里呢？
This God whom has saved me, whom I love, how can I let him live in a tent?
所以他住在宫中，其实心里面就不安了。
So as he is dwelling in his palace, he felt unrest in his heart.
我要为耶和华建一个殿。
So he wanted to build a house for the Lord.
这是整本圣经第一次讲到，有人想到要为耶和华建殿。
This is the first time in the Bible where it mentions someone actually thought of building a house for the Lord.
先知拿单就说：“哎，这个好啊，去做，这一定神的旨意啊。
”And the prophet Nathan thought it was a pretty good idea, and he felt that the Lord would be pleased by it.
没有想到。当天晚上神就借着对亚丹这个先知拿单说 No, 你告诉他不我不要他为我建殿
But that night the Lord spoke to the prophet Nathan and said No, I do not want him to build me a house
我要先建立他的家室
I want to build his house first
然后让他的儿子为我建殿
Then I will let his son build a temple for me
但是这一件事情就摸到了神最深处了
But David's desire really touched God's heart
所以才有后来这个圣殿的事
So then later on we'll see a temple being built for the Lord
大卫没有因为神拒绝他的要求为神建殿他就说你不要那不要就拉倒
David didn't say well forget it if you don't want me to build it then just forget about it
我们就会这样我们说我热心好心要为你建你不让我建不愿意建 我就算了
We may have an attitude like this, that I want to do something good for you, but you don't want me to, so let's just call it off.
对不对？这是人。
That's the human nature.
平常的反应都是这个样子。
It's a very normal reaction.
你一番好意被浇上冷水以后，你就很失望，对不对？
When somebody pours cold water on your something that you're excited about, then that's how you react.
大卫一点都不失望。
But David was not disappointed.
他说很好。
He said, well,
你不要我建，你要我儿子为你建，没有问题。
He said, "It's okay if you don't want me to build it for you, and but you want my son to build it for you."
他并没有消极退后。
He didn't become disappointed. He didn't become passive.
他却积极的做一件事，是我们等一下来讲。
But rather, he did something very active.
让他后来儿子能够很顺利的建殿。
Which later allowed his son to build the temple.
那我现在就把这三件事情放在大家的面前。
Now I've listed for you these three things.
这三件事情代表什么？
And what do these three things represent?
而前面那个王 同样蒙恩典，可是这三件事情从来没有在他的脑袋里面出现过。
The king previous to David also had the same amount of years of power, but these things didn't occur to him.
所以你可以看到，在他的身上出现了这三件事。第一，是一个城叫耶路撒冷。
The first thing that David recognized was a city called Jerusalem.
第二，是一个柜叫做约柜，神的宝座。
Second is the ark where God's throne is.
第三。是一个殿，我们中文翻译成殿，英文不是翻译成 temple， 不是这样翻译。
The third is the house of the Lord。
听见没有 ？House 是一个家。如果要好好翻译 ，house 应该翻译成家。
So the third thing that's on David's mind is the house of the Lord。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，大卫的身上，你看到他的突出点是集中在两个字上。
So you can summarize, in two words, what is special about David.
Jerusalem 所代表的是什么？
Jerusalem represents what?
Jerusalem 是代表大君王的城。
It's the city of the king.
这里代表的是一个国。
It's a nation. It represents a nation.
No. Kingdom.
A kingdom.
你要知道 nation.跟 kingdom 这两个字的概念有什么不同？
What is the difference between nation and kingdom?
今天讲美国是 kingdom 还是 nation?
This country, is it a kingdom or is it a nation?
英国呢？
What about Great Britain?
英国是什么？是 nation 还是 kingdom?
Nation.
是 kingdom.
Great Britain is a kingdom.
Kingdom 这个字如果中文来翻要怎么翻？王国。神所要的不是 republic。
God doesn't just want a republic.
神要的是 kingdom。
He wants a kingdom.
所以注意哈，神在地上要建立的是一个他的 kingdom。
God wants to establish on earth His kingdom.
所以当耶稣之先锋，第一个先锋是谁啊？施洗约翰来传道。
So when John the Baptist, pioneer to Jesus, came out,
他的信息叫什么？
What was his message?
天国近了，你们应该悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
英文呢翻译的是什么？ Kingdom of heavens 这个词，我们中文翻译成天国。更达意的话应该翻译成什么？诸天的王国进了，这是准确的翻译。但是诸天的王国对我们老中听了半天，我们还是不是很清楚，对不对？简单化就把它变成天国，好像我们懂，其实我们还是不懂。重点是王。
Well, anyway, the importance of this word kingdom is that there is a king.
Okay.这里有一个王，他坐在宝座上来管理这一切。
There's a king on a throne who is in control of all things.
这是神在圣经里面启示的国。
That's the revelation of God in this word kingdom.
这是神为什么要结束世事的时代，要引进国度的时代，原因在此。
That is the reason why God ended the times of judges and brings in a time of kings.
那记得这一个 promise， 这个应许，这个有国有王的应许，是跟谁来？
And who did God tell regarding his promise of a king and a kingdom?
远在一千年前那一个以色列的祖宗亚伯拉罕
All the way back to a thousand years ago to Abraham.
在亚伯拉罕之约里头，你如果去读创世纪的十七章，你就看见了。
If you read Genesis chapter 17, in God's promise to Abraham, He said already.
神说，国度要从你而出，君王要从你而立。
That there will be a kingdom from your seed.
对不对？这一件事情是神老早定下来的旨意。
This is the Lord's will that He has established a long time ago.
所以，当大卫得到王权，他不是以前面那个王作为他的样板来效法。
So when David received his kingship, he didn't do everything and conform to the way of King Saul.
他马上知道前面一个王没有做的一件事。
He knew immediately what King Saul did not do.
他知道要得什么。 耶路撒冷。
He knew that he needs to gain Jerusalem.
那么我们就问一个问题哦。
So, but we may have this question.
为什么那个王不知道，这个王知道了
？How come King Saul didn't know, but King David did?
这个秘密，这他怎么知道的呢
？How did King David knew of the secret?
是。这是他们生活的方式，但是他怎么知道的
？True that the two kings are different in their ways, but how did David know?
所以你会发现啊，我们这一年多来一直在讲这个题目，天上的异象，天上的异象。
The past year or so, we've been focusing on this topic, the heavenly vision.
你会发现，有的时候神给异象是一个神奇的经历，一个。超然的经历，看见一些事情。
You may see that sometimes God gives a vision in a very superhuman way, supernatural way.
比如说，摩西在旷野看见焚烧的荆棘，对不对
？For example, Moses seeing the burning bush.
大卫，这个保罗在大马色的路上看见这个大光。
Or Paul on his way to Damascus seeing the great bright light.
那我考考你们，大卫有没有这种神奇的经历啊
？But did David experience something supernatural like that?
有没有？我怎么翻都没有。
I couldn't find any.
你找不到大卫的一生在哪里？圣经告诉我们他有那种神奇的经历。
Nowhere do you see in the Bible that David encountered anything supernatural from God.
甚至你看现在来到第七章，我们刚刚念的大卫在自己的宫中要为耶和华建殿。
Even as we come to 2 Samuel chapter 7, which we read earlier, that David wanted to build a house for God.
都还经过所有的跟神的对话，都是有中间人的。
Even that conversation had to have a medium.
那个中间人是谁？拿单。
And that was the prophet Nathan.
对不对？所以我觉得这个地方应该神跟大卫面对面讲话。
I feel as though God should be talking to David directly. But he didn't.
这里没有对面对面讲话，是隔中间隔了一个人来讲话的。
He had to go through a medium.
但是讲的话非常非常重要。
But these exchanges, these conversations
are very important. 整个的对话是讲到神心里面一个秘密。
This conversation spoke of God's secret.
这个秘密是什么
？And that secret is
神的安息。
God's rest.
家代表什么？
House, his house represents what?
安息。
His rest.
所以我今天的我这一个关于大卫这个交通，我把它分成两次来讲。
So on the matter of the vision of David, I had to break into two sermons.
对不起，三次。
I'm sorry, three sermons.
上次第一次。
Last time I already shared.
今天第二次。
This is my second.
还讲不完，还要一次。
I wouldn't be able to finish today, so there'll be a third sermon.
那么怎么分呢？
How do I break them apart?
今天我要讲的是家。
Today I want to talk about this house.
你们猜下一次要讲的是什么
？And guess what I would talk about the next time?
国，对了。
His kingdom.
下一次我要重点集中在国。
And my next message will focus on his kingdom.
今天我要集中在家。
Today I will focus on his house.
那么在我们中文圣经没有用这个字，用的是 temple， 是殿，但是那个概念是家。
The Chinese translation used the word temple, but I want you to know, I want you to think of in the concept of a house.
英文翻译是对的，是指着 house of God， 神的家。好，那么这不管大卫所建的国或者建的家这个殿，他怎么知道的
？So the question still is.Whether it be this kingdom or the house of God that David wants to build, how does he know about it?
他也没有像那些特殊的异象发生在他的一生当中啊，没有啊。
There were no supernatural heavenly vision type of things coming into his life.
但是怎么知道
？How does he know?
啊，那么你要从他的经历中，他写的诗篇中来找他的蛛丝马迹。
You can find traces of evidence of his knowing in the Psalms he wrote.
那么刚刚我们读的他一篇诗篇就是诗篇132篇。
Earlier we read Psalm 132, which David wrote.
因为在这篇诗篇里面就透露了刚刚我们讲的大卫做的几件重要的事。
In this Psalm, it mentions several of the things that we talked about that David did.
那么你看第六节说到约柜，对不对？
Verse 6 spoke of the ark.
对吧？他去把约柜找来。
That he found the ark.
然后十一节说到一个宝座，大卫的宝座。
And in verse 11 spoke of a throne.
然后这个宝座 link 在十三节，我拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，是我永远安息的所在。
And he figured out where he wants the throne to be, which is Zion, a place where he desired to habitat.
所以讲到宝座就讲到个国家，那么讲到安息是讲到什么？
When you talk about throne, you have to have a kingdom, and when you talk about rest, you have to have a house.
Are you with me? 在这一篇诗篇里面，大卫就把他一生所做的三件重要的事全部讲出来了。
The three important things that David did in his life is mentioned in Psalm 132.
国家约柜。
The kingdom, God's house, and the ark.
通通在这里。
They're all here.
好，那我现在问你，你这样念过来，他怎么知道的？
Now let me ask you, even as you read this, still the question is, how did he know?
他有个 hint.
He had a hint.
这个 hint 是第一节。
That's in verse 1.
他说什么？耶和华，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。
It says, Remember, O Lord, on David's behalf, all his affliction.
你说这个受苦怎么会有启示？
You may wonder, how do you have a revelation in your affliction?
你就要往下读。
You have to read on.
说他怎样向耶和华启示，向雅各大能许愿，说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, Surely I will not enter my house, nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids.
换言之，大卫在这里做了一个 vow, 就是一个许愿。
In other words, David made a vow to God.
他说，我不进我的帐幕，不上我的床榻，我不要让我的眼睛打盹，一直到什么时候？
He said, I will not go to my house, I will not lie on my bed, I will not give sleep to my eyes until
什么时候？我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所，什么意思？
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. What does that mean?
他许了一个愿。
He made a vow.
我不会，什么叫做不进我的帐幕？不上我的床榻，不让我的眼睛闭起来，这是代表什么意思？
When he said, I will not enter my house, nor lie on my bed, nor give sleep to my eyes, what do you mean?
什么意思？你上床，眼睛闭起来是代表什么？
What do you do when you go up to your bed and go
lie down? 睡觉，
休息啊。To sleep, to rest.
大卫说，我不这样做。
So David said, I'm not going to do that.
除非什么？我为雅各的大能者找到什么？安息的所在啊，这里讲出一个秘密。
Until I find a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
什么秘密？
Now the secret is revealed.
他发现神有没有安息？
He discovered that God did not have rest.
他怎么知道？
How did he know?
这个问题在这里。他怎么知道神没有安息？
How did he know that God did not have rest?
啊？他说是在我。困难，我苦难里面发现的。
He discovered that in his afflictions.
那我们想想看，大卫的苦难是什么
？And let's think about David's afflictions.
自从他那一仗把哥利亚打死以后
，Since he defeated Goliath,
所有的以色列的女孩都为他做一首诗。
All the young ladies of Israel wrote a song for him.
啊，扫罗杀死千千，大卫呢？杀死万万。
That Saul has slaughtered hundreds and David slaughtered thousands.
所以这些女孩子都疯狂 about him, 对不对？
All these young women were crazy about
hero, him. Hero,
hero. And he was their hero.
完了完了，这首诗歌完了。
And after they wrote this song,
听在谁的耳朵里了？
And Saul heard about it.
扫罗的耳朵里。扫罗从那一天起就得了一个病。
From that day on.
什么病？红眼病。
Saul became very jealous.
啊！我只有千千，这个小年轻就万万，那我这个王位还能保得住吗
？If this young man can slaughter much more than I can, how can I keep my throne?
所以从那一天起，他就要他的命。
So from that day on, Saul wanted David's life.
所以他的成功反而给他带来什么灾难
？So David's success actually brought him trouble.
所以他就开始逃亡。
So he began to run.
一逃逃了多少年
？And how many years was he on the run?
当然，圣经没有明确告诉我们。
There wasn't an exact number in the Bible.
但是你去读整个的故事，他被膏的时候大概是一个 teenager， 因为他只是在那个牧羊嘛。
When he was anointed by Samuel, he was probably still a teenager.
所以他打死那个哥利亚的时候了不起。17、18岁吧。
And when he defeated Goliath, he's probably 17 or 18.
对不对？然后他登基是30岁哦。
And he became a king at age 30.
请问他逃亡多少年
？So he was on the run for.
他天天住在哪里
？And where was he living while he was on the run？
山洞里。
He was living in caves.
一个巴巴的宠儿，天天没有地方住。逃亡，为自己的命，朝不保夕。
Imagine a young man who just came from his father's house, now on the run, having no place to live.
以，对吧？以地为床铺，以天为铺盖。
He had to, you know, sleep under the big sky and lying on the ground.
我们在座有谁做过度过这种日子
？Has anybody lived like that before？
嗯，我们都是最厚的床，最好的棉被，对不对？
We have our comfy mattresses and comforters.
我们每天都睡得很好，虽然你有时候要吃安眠药。
We usually sleep pretty well at night.
但是我们没有人有过大卫的经历。
Nobody has had experience like David.
不是一天，不是两天，不是一年，不是两年。
And it didn't just go on for days or a couple of years.
是慢慢无期的13年。
It went on for about 13 years.
当他在那些年中，他从来不知道他的明天是什么。
In those days while he was on a run, he didn't know what tomorrow has for him.
可是，他因着这个苦难，他就察觉一件事。
But because of his affliction, he discovered something.
我没有的地方睡，我没有安息，谁也没有安息。
When he discovered it, as he did not have rest or peace, who else didn't have rest also?
那位天天牧养我的神
that,
也没有安息
that God who led him every day also did not have rest
这是他在苦难中得到的
and that's a revelation he received while in his affliction
所以他就许愿
so he made a vow
所以你会发现这整篇的诗篇头五节是最重要的
in Psalm 132 the first five verses are the most important
会有后面那些大的事情发生是因为前面他有一个看见也有一个许愿
because of what he saw what he vowed all these things afterwards happened
这里有一个受苦的人
we have a person who here knows what affliction is
他可能有自怨自怜但是他把这一切都放下了因为他发现有一位神是跟他一样受苦的
He may have pitied himself in the process, but he laid all of that down, recognizing that God, like him, also did not have rest.
他发现他的神没有安息，因为他所应许给他们祖宗的约到今天都没有应验。
He knew that God did not have rest because the covenant he made with Abraham still is not fulfilled.
所以他就说我不容我安息，除非我为雅各的大能者找着居所。
That's why he said, I will not rest until I found a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
所以，才有后面的这三件事情。
And because of that, then these three things happened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们的一生当中有幸福的时光。
In our lifetime, we will have happy and good times.
但是也有苦难的时光。
But we will also have tough times.
有的人的问题可能是职业，有的人问题可能是家庭。
Some people's affliction may be in their employment, some may be in their families.
有的人可能是他的身体的健康。
Some may have an affliction in their health.
我们一生当中碰到的这些苦难，在每一个人身上。是不同的。
Each person will experience different afflictions in their life.
但是这些苦难到底带给我们什么，就有很大的差别。
But the difference is, what do you gain from these afflictions?
有的人受苦的时候，他的反应说 ，Why me? 为什么我这么倒霉
？Some people in the middle of the affliction, they may just question and say, Why me?
怨天尤人。
They complain about God and they complain about the people.
谁对我不好？谁对我不好
so-and-so has mistreated me.
啊，有的人在教会里面觉得教会里面没有一个看得顺眼的。
And they look at people at church and they don't like anybody.
所以他决定不来聚会吗？对不起神。
And they feel bad if they don't come to meetings.
来聚会吗？又伤心看了这些可怕的人。
And if they do come to church, they don't like the people that they meet.
所以最好是明哲保身，来嘛就是聚完嘛，拔腿就跑。
So they'll just come to meetings and leave as soon as they can.
所以我们从来没有懂过神到底在干什么。
So we don't understand what God is doing.
我们得到了神的救恩，我们还是觉得神还是对我们 不起，为什么我的日子这么苦？
We receive God's salvation, but we still feel that God's not doing enough for us.
我得到这个奇怪的重病，命都活不了。
Why did I get so sick?
那我也不要聚会了，我也不要侍奉。
So I don't want to come to meetings anymore. I don't want to serve anymore.
我在教会里面受到一些人的冷眼，或者一些误会，或者一些批评。哎呀，侍奉真痛苦。好心没有得好报。
And I received some criticisms or some misunderstandings in church. Then you say it's too hard to serve.
对吗？所以今天我们所碰到的这些七七八八的问题，就把我们对神的心就冷淡了，就淡化了。
So in our lives, when we experience difficulties or problems, our hearts for God seem to grow cold.
所以这个苦难在我们的生命当中没有给我们积极的贡献，反而成为消极的因素。
So these afflictions do not cause us to become active in our lives, but rather make us quite passive.
但是这里有一个人。
But this person here,
他经历苦难。
He experienced afflictions.
但是他并没有怨天尤人。
But he didn't complain about God or
people. 他在神的面前，他发现神是受苦的神。
He rather discovered that God is also in affliction.
那怎么可能呢？
He may say, how is that possible?
你如果真的你自己尝过苦难，你就会发现那些认识神的人，像保罗。
You may see, if you also yourself experienced difficulties like Paul did.
他在他的书信腓立比书里面说的多么透彻。
He said clearly in his letter to the Philippian church.
他讲，我要认识基督。
He said, I want to know Christ.
我认识基督不是说效法他来做王，他没有讲这句话。
He didn't say, I want to be like Christ as the king.
他说让我效法他的死。
He said, I want to be like him in his death.
连于他的受苦。
To be united in his suffering.
这样让我认识他。
So that I may know Christ.
所以看见没有，这里有一个人在新约认识神。
This is a person in the New Testament who knew God.
所以你会发现，不管在旧约里面的大卫，新约里面的扫罗，保罗，他们都是摸到了神的更深的一层。
So whether it was David or Paul in the New Testament, they came to know God on a deeper level.
而这些人能够摸到神的更深的一层，不是在好日子里头。
They didn't get to know God on a deeper level during their
happy days,
but rather in the days of affliction.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们对苦难要有一个正面的认识。
We have to have a positive understanding of affliction.
世上的人信仰宗教是叫做什么？躲避灾难，对不对？多得平安，多得祝福。
The people in the world want to believe in a religion because they want to run far, far away from difficulties. They want to have blessings. They want to have happiness in their days.
这是人的大家的心理，我们都是这样的。
That is a natural understanding for all human beings.
但是当我们开始真正进入神的内实，跟神有更深一层的认识的时候，你就会要从这个表面进到更深的里面。
But as you enter into the inner chamber with the Lord, have a deeper understanding of Him, you have to move on from superficial things.
所以你看这个诗的作者，他在另外一篇诗篇里面讲了这句话，诗篇第四篇。
So as you can see, the psalmist wrote in Psalm 4.
第四篇同样大卫，他讲到一个关于他受苦的经历。
It's also a psalm of David that talked about his experience of affliction.
诗篇第一节。
Verse 1.
愿我为义的神啊，选我为义的神啊，我呼吁的时候求你应允我，我在困苦中你曾使我宽广。
Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer.
这个版本呢，这是 American New American Standard， 没有 King James 翻译的好。
The translation in NASB is not quite as clear as the King James.
King James 的翻译是你 Thou has enlarged me in distress、就是我们中文这个翻译，在困苦中你曾使我宽广 enlarge。 弟兄姊妹，我们的生命不是一个有限的小的可怜的一个生命而已。
You have to know that your life is not just a small pitiful little thing.
神要给我们生命，而且要得的更丰盛，是一个丰富的生命。
God will give us life and give us life more abundant.
那怎么样丰富的生命呢？在这里告诉我们，大卫说，怎么样使我们宽广呢？
How do you become abundant and expansive?
敢不敢讲？好，苦难
in distress，
在苦难就让我们宽广。
Your life will be expanded in your distress。
所以我愿意让弟兄姊妹在大卫的身上学到这个功课。你要认识神吗
？I want you to learn this lesson in David's life. Do you want to know God？
大家刚刚开始都向我表态说，你们都要成为神，说什么和我的心意。
Earlier, you all decided to become a person after God's heart.
对不对？对吧？大卫的秘密是什么？
So then, what is the secret?
大卫怎么摸到神的心意？
How did he become a God after, a man after God's heart?
因为他有苦难的经历。
Because he had experienced affliction.
他不单单有苦难的经历，而且他把苦难变成他的祝福。
Not only did he experience affliction, he turned that affliction into a blessing.
他把苦难变成造就他的机会。
He turned that affliction into a chance
to 让他的生命更宽广。
Expand his life.
让他更认识神。
For him to know God more.
他在这个苦难里头，他知道神是受苦的神。
In his affliction, he came to know that God is a God of affliction also.
所以他就发现神是没有安息的神。
And he discovered that God is a God without rest.
所以他说，我愿意为雅各的大能者找着安息的所在。
That's why he said, I want to find a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
所以他才做了这三件重要的事。
And that is why he did these three important things.
明白吗？
Understand?
这个三件事是果，前面有个原因，有个原因。
These three things are just a result, a consequence of the previous reason.
这个人有没有意象？
Is this a person with a vision?
有。
Yes.
当然是有意象的人，他懂神的心。
He understood God's heart.
虽然他并没有那种 supernatural 那种超然的经历，可是他在受苦的里头，平常很跟任何一个人过同样的日子里头，但是他摸到了。
Even though he did not have any supernatural experience with God, but in his very ordinary affliction-filled days, he understood.
好，那我们刚刚说过了，他要为神建立一个家。
As we said earlier, his desire is to build a house for God.
神说，你因为一生打仗太多，流太多人的血。
God said, no, because you were involved in too many wars and there was too much bloodshed on your hands.
你不能为我建家。
You can't build the house for me.
因为我的家叫做平安的，和平的家。
Because God's house is a peaceful one.
所以我拣选你的儿子来建这个家。
So God has chosen his son to build the house.
好，那么如果是你我听到这句话，那我们就休息了，我们就天天睡我们的大觉了。
If God has said that to us, then we may say, okay, it's time for us to kick back now.
对不对？这是我们，你 我你不要我建，那我就休息嘛。
He said, well, if you didn't want me to do it, then I can just go rest now.
这不是他。
But that's not David.
好好，让我做一件事。
He said, okay, let me do this.
什么事？我虽然不能够亲手来建这个家，
Even though I may not with my own hands build this house,
让我为我的儿子来预备所有建这个家所需要的什么材料。
Let me then prepare all of the materials that's necessary for the building of this house for my son.
所以他就积极地开始准备这件事情。
So he actively began preparation for this.
那我们现在来打开历代志上二十二章。
Turn to First Chronicles chapter 22.
历代志上 22章。
First Chronicles chapter 22。
我们要看的是，第九节开始。
We'll start from verse 9。
念到15节。
To 15。
我们一样中英文轮流来哈。
We'll take turns reading in Chinese and English。
第九节开始，他必为我的名建造殿宇，他要做我的子，这是所罗门，我要做他的父，他做以色列的王，我必坚立他的国位直到永远。
He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever.
但愿耶和华赐你聪明智慧，好治理以色列国，遵行耶和华你神的律法。
Verse 12. Only the Lord give you discretion and understanding and give you charge over Israel, so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God.
我在困难中为耶和华的殿预备了金子10万塔连德、银子100万塔连德、铜和铁多得无法可称。我也预备了木头、石头，你还可以增添。
Verse 15.Moreover, there are many workmen with you, stone cutters and masons of stones and carpenters, and all men who are skillful in every kind of work.
并有无数的金银铜铁，你当起来办事，愿耶和华与你同在。这是谁对谁说的话？
These are the words of who?
这是大卫王对他的儿子所罗门所说的话。
These are the words of David to his son Solomon.
所以你看，现在他呢，鼓励他的儿子起来建殿。
He's encouraging his son to rise up and build this house.
但是为着他儿子建殿，他做了什么事呢？
Before this matter, what did David do?
十三节，我在困难之中为耶和华的殿预备了金子10万塔连德、银子等等等等。
Verse 14 says, "With great pains I have prepared for the house of the Lord." 10,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver and so on and so forth.
一个塔连德是多重？
And do you know what's the weight of one talent?
我去查一查参考书。
I looked in the study Bibles.
一个塔连德大概是70磅到或者说32公斤。
One talent is approximately 70 pounds.
我们中间大概有些姐妹是70磅，大概。
It's probably the weight of some of our young sisters here.
稍微苗条一点，像我绝对不是这样子。好了，一个塔连德大概是70磅。
One talent is approximately 70 pounds.
那他现在说10万塔连德。
So he had 1,000 talents of gold.
多少磅？或者多少吨？3750吨。
That is 3,750 pounds. Now these golden coins are in the weight of an ounce. You probably don't have that concept these days of gold.
现在一个盎司多少钱？
And what is one ounce of gold worth?
我昨天查一查我们那个 Financial Wall Street Journal 后面就有了。
I conferred with Wall Street Journal yesterday.
430美金一个盎司。
It's $430 for one ounce of gold.
所以一个十万塔连德大概是1.2 billion ounce.
So 10,000 talents is 1.2 billion ounces.
乘上430美金。
And if you times that by $430 an ounce,
它的价值是516 billion.
It's worth $516 billion.
比 Bill Gates 还有钱，对不对？
It's worth more than Bill Gates.
十个 Bill Gates. 这光光是金子，还有银子。
That's just the gold, and there's also silver.
对不对？你把银子的钱也算进去，我算了，通通算好了，600个 billion.
When I counted all the amount of
通通加在一起，金银加在一起
silver and gold, that's about 600 billion.
那其他都不算，其他不算。
That's just the silver and the gold, and not the bronze and everything else.
你就知道大卫王 他全部的财产就在这里。
You know that David really put forth all that he owned.
但是我要大家注意的是
But what I need to focus on
这是建殿的材料，所有的金银铜铁
is
that
these are just the materials for the building of the temple.
他怎么得到的？他自己对儿子说得很清楚。
He told his son how he came about owning all of these things.
我在困难之中。
He said, with great pains, I prepared these things for you.
英文说，在所有的 pains 是痛苦里面出来的。
So all these belongings came out of his great pains.
这个字是哪一个字呢？我去查看其他的圣经有没有同样的字。
And I wanted to check this word against different other Bibles, see if it occurred anywhere else.
记得我们在这个王之前讲过一个姐妹。
We talked about this one sister.
Hannah.
This sister named Hannah.
Hannah 最有名的就是她的祷告。
And the thing that's famous about Hannah was her prayer.
那么在那里你如果去读的话撒母耳记上第一章十一节就出现这个字
This word pains also occurred in 2 Samuel chapter 10
叫哈拿的苦情
The painfulness of Hannah
看到没有哈拿她也是在同样的痛苦里头
She also suffered the same、
啊、就是同样这个字
The same word also
大卫也是在他痛苦里面他说这一些年我所有痛苦的累积现在产生出这么多的材料
So all the sufferings, all the pains he experienced now has accumulated into his wealth.
那就告诉我们什么故事
So what does the story tell us?
所有的金银都是建造神家的材料对不对
The gold and the silver are materials for building God's house.
那么所有的金银怎么出来的
And these gold and silver came out of what?
是在痛苦里面出来的
Came out of great pains.
看到没有这是属灵的原则
That is spiritual principle.
要建神的家他只有用金与银这些材料才能够建
You have to use silver and gold materials such as that to build God's house
这些金银从哪里来的是从他一生的痛苦里头产生的
And these gold and silver are produced out of suffering and affliction and pains in life
懂了没有好懂了没有
Understand?
懂了
什么叫做神的家
And then what is the house of God?
在旧约是那个圣殿所代表
In the Old Testament, it's represented by the Holy Temple.
对不对？这是大卫起义要为神建这个家这个殿
That's the temple that David started to build.
他自己不能建他就为神在一生中累积这一切所有殿的材料
He prepared all the material that's necessary to build the temple.
所以他有没有建殿在这个意义上来讲 他当然是建了
So in that sense he also
was the member 因为所有材料都是他准备
He also built the temple
好了你把这件事情拉到新约的光来看
If you bring that matter into under the light of the New Testament
旧约这个殿到底在新约属灵的意义是什么
What is the spiritual meaning of this temple this house of God in New Testament time
打开提摩太前书三章
Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3
提摩太前书第三章
First Timothy chapter
3 十五节
Verse 15
前书三章十五节倘若我单言日久你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行这家就是永生神的教会真理的注释和根基
But in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
所以在这里就告诉我们，那个神的家的思想，在旧约以那个圣殿做代表的，新约是什么
？So the house of God is represented by the temple in the Old Testament, and the New Testament is represented by
这个。是这个吗
This building?
不是这个 building
No
神的家是他的教会
God's house is his church
教会是1577
The church is 1577
它不是一个建筑物
Not a building, a structure
它不是一个组织
Not an organization
它乃是一个启示
But a revelation
是耶稣基督亲手所建的
a house that's built by Jesus.
是马太福音十六章所启示的。
It's revealed in Matthew chapter 16.
这些神的家，他的材料都是这一个他自己买来的。
The material to building this house are purchased by Jesus.
他用什么买来呢？除了重价买来的。
And he paid a heavy price for these materials.
他乃是用他的宝血买了这些材料来。
With his blood, he purchased the material.
而这些材料是怎么样产生的？是在痛苦里面产生。
And these materials are produced out of affliction and pain.
那么怎么样这个如土如尘的人怎么样变成金银宝石呢？
And how do people like us who are of dust be built into silver and gold?
啊，我们这些本来是如土如尘的人怎么能够变成神家的材料金银宝石呢？
How do people like us become a material for building of God's house?
你会发现还是同样的原则。
Still the same principle.
信心经过火焰，火炼。
Faith is to be refined by fire.
这些圣经在哪里？彼得前书。
In First Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那火试验能坏的金子更显得宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以这里讲到一个火都不能够毁坏的金子，这是什么呢？是那个被试验过的信心。
This gold, which is cannot be destroyed even by fire, is the proof of faith.
那么这个被试验的信心是什么呢？是前面第六节所说的。
And what is that faith that's described in verse 6?
什么叫做被试验过的信心呢？
What is that faith that's been tested?
就是在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，就是我们在生活中会有火的试验。
You may have been distressed by various trials, meaning that you may have affliction in your life.
这就解释了为什么基督徒受苦的原因。
That explains why it is necessary for Christians.
解释了我们这一生当中有许多的难处，许多不顺利的事情。
Explains all these things that don't go well in our lives.
因为神正在做什么事情。
Because God is doing something.
炼金。
He's refining gold.
神正在炼金。
He's refining.
神是全世界最了不起的炼金者，炼金的这个窑匠。Refiner's fire. Who is the guy? Refine.
So God is the refiner of fire.
Refiner, 对对对 ，refiner. 他在那个炼我们这些渣滓的人，但是却要产生金子。
He's refining us, people like us, and to make us into gold.
银子也是一样的。
And silver.
宝石。那是压出来的。
And pressure produces precious stones.
对不对？宝石，你戴在手上那个金刚钻，或者什么绿宝或蓝宝，这里挂了满身都是那个玩意儿。
These diamonds and emeralds that you're wearing on your hands and earlobes.
钻石的原生是什么
？What was the very beginning of a diamond?
C 是什么？碳。所以你戴那里不要太高兴，是一块碳而已。Carbon.
Oh, it's carbon.
Coal. Yeah, 黑黑的，只是你那块就是白的，就是透明的。但说来说去都是碳啊。
So in its original form, it's that coal.
对，碳不值钱的，一几块钱就一吨。
It's not worth anything.
但是它可以变成灿烂夺目的宝石。
But it can turn into a diamond.
为什么？因为有高热与高压。
Through extreme pressure and temperature.
它就变成灿烂夺目的宝石。
It turns into a diamond.
将来的那个神的家都是这些材料。
In the future, the house of God is built of these materials.
这些材料都是在高热高压之下出来的。
And they are all results of extreme heat and pressure.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
你不是要做合神心意的人吗？
Don't you want to be a person that's after God's heart?
大卫就是榜样。
David is an example.
他能够建神的家，预备材料。
He was able to prepare materials for the building of the house of God.
怎么得来的？是在他痛苦里面得来的。
Through his sufferings.
如果你刚刚的许愿是真的，你现在听清楚了。
So if your earlier vow is real, you have to now pay attention.
你要为你一生当中所有的痛苦好好的在神面前怎么样感谢他。
You have to thank God for all of the afflictions of your life.
英文说的对 No pain, no gain. 没有痛苦就没有收获。
It is so true when they say no pain, no gain.
教会没有痛苦就不可能有神的教。
If there's no pain in this church, then there wouldn't be a house of God.
所以你看到有一些弟兄姊妹你觉得很讨厌你就赶快去找他感谢他。他正在造就你。
If there are people that you don't like in your life, you have to go and thank them because they're the ones that's refining you.
那些让你很舒服的人根本不能造就你。
People that you're comfortable with cannot make you better.
就是那些让你头发都竖起来两眼冒烟 冒金星有火花的那才能够造就你啊。
It's the people that, who really bug you to the point of you just so upset, they're the people that are working, that God is to work on you.
怎么能造就你呢你一点都舒服死了没有一点痛苦啊。
But if you're so comfortable with someone, how can they be used to work on you?
对不对 No pain, no gain. 所以这些教会里面神真是妙了就把这些宝人统统放在一起。
So this is how God works. He put all these different people in one place.
对不对所以不要看你的弟兄不顺眼。
So don't look at someone and not be happy with
them. 好好的爱他爱你的仇敌嘛不是这样说的吗
Love your brothers and sisters and even love your enemies.
因为他是造就你的材料。
Because they're used to
make you. 你对他好你就变成金子你对他不好你还是个碳。
If you're good to them, if you can be good to them, you can turn into a piece of gold. If you can't, you're
just a hole. 这就是上帝的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
智慧建立神的家。
The house of God is built on his wisdom.
因为后面建神的家那个大卫、下次我就隔两次以后我要讲的所罗门他整个的秘诀就是智慧
and later on as I talk about King Solomon I'll be talking about his wisdom
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹教会是一个 marvelous place 是一个奇妙的地方
so you have to know that church really indeed is a very marvelous place
今天我们看了教会一大堆乱七八糟的事情我们常常在谈论的时候说哎呀怎么我们教会是这个样子的
When we talk about all these miscellaneous things in the church we often sigh and say how can we be like this
那神就说那我带你去看看别的教会咯我看了好多好多
But I have had a chance to look at many other churches.
因为教会比我们还糟糕。
They're probably worse off than us.
问题比我们还可怕。
They have even worse problems than we do.
看来看去，我们都是半斤八两。
So we're all about the same.
啊，那说教会这个样子怎么办呢？神怎么收拾这个烂摊子呢
？You may question how does God use a place like this?
别急，因为所有的造房子的地方就是 under construction 都很丑陋。
Don't worry, when you look at a construction site, they're all kind of messy.
对不对你去看那些 under construction, 外面挂一个牌子闲人陌路正在什么施工中
You see signs that says caution or danger, work in progress.
对不对是你跑到现在你跑到任何教会去都是正在施工中
If you go into any church to visit, you'll see that they are a work in progress.
这边一个洞，那边一个什么陷阱，乱很多的。
There are a lot of holes and scaffolding.
都不好看的。
It's not pretty.
看起来都是跟圣经里面讲什么无瑕疵的心腹，哪有无瑕疵的心腹、啊、
？It's nothing like the unblemished bride as described in the Bible.
对，所以很多弟兄姊妹很失望，因为走来走去都没有一个无瑕疵的。心腹嘛，看来就是满脸皱纹嘛，都是黄脸婆一个。
So、you may be disappointed as you go visit churches because you can't find an unblemished bride anywhere.
除非你有智慧有异象。
Unless you have that wisdom and that revelation.
你就知道这是正在施工中。
To know that these are just all work in progress of God.
神正在做一个你听没有听过，眼睛未曾见，耳朵未曾听，心思也从来没有想过的 surprise。
God is doing a surprising work that your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard.
相信不相信
Do you believe?
啊，相信啊，走着瞧，你等下出门就有人骂你。但是你要坚持，神如果说我要建，他就一定建。
You have to have faith that if God says he will build, he will build.
但是你要像有大卫这个心智才能够得到这个家。
But you have to have a heart like David's.
你要不要做大卫啊？
Do we all want to be David?
你是大家都想做扫罗啊
Or do you want to be King Saul?
你是醒的还是睡的
Are you awake?
我们低头祷告
Let's bow and pray.